It was a Tuesday evening in October, and Alex was walking home from work. The day had been long, the weather was turning cold, and Alex was thinking mostly about dinner. The street was quiet, most people had already gone home, and Alex walked with the slightly tired, slightly automatic walk of someone who has done the same journey many times. About halfway home, Alex saw something on the pavement. It was a brown leather wallet, slightly worn at the corners, lying on the ground next to a parked car. Alex stopped and looked at it for a moment. Then Alex looked around. The street was empty. Alex picked up the wallet. Inside, there was a surprising amount of cash, perhaps 100 in different notes, along with 2 bank cards, an ID card, a small folded photograph, and a few other small items. The ID card had a name, Jordan, a date of birth, and an address. Alex recognised the street. It was about 10 minutes' walk from where Alex was standing. Alex stood on the pavement holding the wallet for what was probably no more than 30 seconds, but felt longer. In that time, Alex thought about several things. Alex thought about the cash. It was a useful amount of money. Not life-changing, but enough to make a difference for a few weeks. Alex was not poor, exactly, but Alex was not rich either, and there were several small things Alex had been putting off buying because they could wait. Alex also thought about Jordan, who probably did not yet know the wallet was lost. Jordan had probably last used it perhaps an hour ago, perhaps less. The cards could be cancelled, but the cash could not be replaced, and the photograph would be lost forever. Alex put the wallet into the inside pocket of a coat and started walking towards Jordan's address. The decision had not been entirely clean, and Alex was aware of this. Part of Alex had wanted, briefly, to keep the money. Alex was a little surprised at this part of themself. Jordan's house was on a street of small terraced houses, mostly old. Number 27 had a slightly faded blue door with a small ceramic number plate. Alex took a small breath and rang the bell. After a few seconds, the door opened. Jordan was perhaps 30, with tired eyes, and was holding a phone in one hand. Alex, sorry to bother you. I think this might be yours. I found it on Bell Street about 10 minutes ago. Jordan, oh. Oh my God. Yes, that's mine. Jordan took the wallet, opened it briefly, and looked up at Alex with a kind of surprise that Alex found, for some reason, slightly hard to receive. Jordan, everything is here. The money is all here. Thank you. I really mean it. Most people wouldn't have done this. Alex, it's fine, honestly. I'm just glad to find you at home. Jordan tried to give Alex some of the cash as a thank you. Alex refused, slightly embarrassed, and after a brief polite exchange, said goodbye and walked away. On the way home, Alex thought about the moment of standing on the pavement, holding the wallet, briefly considering keeping it. It was uncomfortable to remember. Alex had done the right thing. That was clear. But Alex had not done it without thinking about the wrong thing first. Alex was not sure what to do with this. Most stories Alex had read or heard about people returning lost things ended with the finder being entirely good and entirely sure. The reality, Alex realised, was a little smaller and a little more honest than that. You did the right thing, but you noticed, on the way to doing it, that you had also been the kind of person who could have done the wrong thing. You walked home with both pieces of information at once.